When Gunther Fischgold bought his first pallet of organic cashews to sell in 1999, he was simply trying to make some extra money to support his organic vegetable farm and bakery in the Finger Lakes region during the winter slow season.
We had a cafe at the farm, and then that would eventually evolve into the nut and fruit business out of the need for having employment in the wintertime. That offspring was a nut and fruit business that evolved into this, you know, from two people to this 10 years later.
Fischgold points out that first small order for organic nuts morphed into a $10 million organic food and snack operation. Products are prepared by hand in small batches. CEO Darren Grout says Tierra Farm is focused on taking good care of its customers, 39 employees, and the environment. Several solar panels dot the landscape on the 10-acre farm in Valencia, providing 75% of the electricity needed to keep things running.
I ended up here about 6 years ago when Gunther, the owner, I knew him, and he was buying this facility not far from my house, and it was a perfect fit with my background and experience. I grew up on an apple farm. My father owns a large apple farm in the area.
Tierra Farm has firmly rooted itself in the community with a strong social and environmental consciousness.
We donate to a variety of different community events, a lot of running races, the libraries, various churches. But a large part of the support of the community is just that we have 39 people on the payroll that are all getting benefits and in turn putting money into the community, buying houses in the community, renting.
Grout says the employees are close-knit. He explains the company has been generous with benefits, the kind many companies have phased out in today's economic climate. Things like no-cost health, vision, and dental insurance, paid vacations, 401k options, and average raises of more than 10%. Intense job training is also sacrosanct. Dan Dwyer is the company's coffee roasting technician.
I've been working here for about 2 years. I worked really hard, and they started me off with the roasting the nuts. We hadn't started selling coffee yet, but we were just about to. Basically, it was one guy before me doing both chocolate and coffee. He was the only guy doing it, so they needed somebody else to help him with it. Basically, right when I started, a little after, they allowed me to go to a very nice school called the International School of Coffee in Burlington, Vermont. I did a week training there, learned every aspect basically of the coffee industry, from roasting to buying. We're about to go down to Colombia, and you can start in direct trade yourself, buying your own beans from the specific farmer, knowing exactly what you're getting, the exact quality.
Officials say the company is continuously innovating and upgrading. Tierra Farm has just opened a new store with coffee bar on site. Its products are also available at more than 20 locations throughout the Hudson Valley and the Capital Region. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Dave Lucas.